Welcome back to the America Pray Now podcast, the podcast for people of prayer. Today, we will hear from America Pray Now director, Hannah Alway.
The book of Jonah is a little book with a big message. A big message for us even today. In the book of Jonah, we read the story of a man who was disobedient to the Lord and ended up in a hopeless situation. Because of disobedience, he ended up in great darkness and despair with absolutely no hope by being saved through natural means. Because of our disobedience, America, like Jonah, is in deep darkness, and there is no hope of being saved through any man or political party. God truly is our only hope of salvation. In the story of Jonah, we find 6 steps that he took that were key to him being saved out of his hopeless situation. And I believe they are steps that we can take, whether personally or nationally, in order to be saved from hopeless situations. The first step that Jonah took, we see in Jonah chapter 2, verse 3. Jonah prayed and said, "For you cast me into the deep." Scripture says that the men on the boat cast him into the deep. But Jonah was recognizing that God cast him into the deep. He was acknowledging that God used those men. Our natural tendency is to blame others for our circumstances. We even may blame America's condition on our political leaders. But the first step to deliverance is to recognize that the reality is that God has used men to cast us into the deep. Because of our disobedience as a nation, the storm has come upon us and he has used men to put us into a hopeless situation. The second step that Jonah took, we see in Jonah chapter 2, verse 7. Jonah said, "When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord." When Jonah was in the deep darkness and had come to the end of himself, he turned to the Lord. When we as a nation remember the Lord in our distress and turn to him, it will be a step towards deliverance. The third step that we see that Jonah took, we see in Jonah chapter 2, verse 7, but the second part of the verse, he said, "And my prayer went up to you." After his heart turned to the Lord, then he began to pray. Imagine how his prayer must have been. A prayer from the depth of his heart. A cry that was from deep within as he recognized that God was his only hope of salvation. We know so well the verse from 2 Chronicles, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face," that is a key to deliverance. In deep darkness and hopeless circumstances, it is then that our prayer comes forth from the depth of our heart, and it is then that God's heart is moved and he responds. The fourth step that Jonah took, we see in Jonah chapter 2, verse 9. Jonah said, "For I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving." Despite Jonah's distress and anguish with no hope of being saved, he was thanking the Lord. Wow, how can anyone have a thankful heart in those circumstances? It is possible. We see that Daniel was thankful in captivity. Paul and Silas were singing and praising the Lord in the prison cell, despite being beaten and in chains. It is possible for us to be thankful before the Lord, even in hopeless circumstances. The fifth step that Jonah took, we see in Jonah chapter 2, verse 9, the second part of verse 9. He said, "I will pay what I have vowed." Jonah recognized that he had broken his vows to the Lord, and he was repentant for breaking those vows. When we recognize that we have broken the covenant that we made as a nation with God, and we are repentant, it will be a step towards salvation, towards deliverance. The sixth and last step that I believe that Jonah took, We see in Jonah chapter 2, also in verse 9, in the latter part of verse 9, he said, "Salvation is of the Lord." Jonah recognized that no man could save him. He knew that only God could save him. When we recognize that no man can save America, but that God alone can save us, it will be a step towards salvation as God's people. When we recognize that we are in the condition we are in because of our own disobedience, when we turn to the Lord with all our heart and pray from the depth of our heart, and in our hopeless situation still thank Him, and acknowledge that we have broken the covenant and we repent for that, and we acknowledge that He alone is our salvation, we will see a great deliverance. Jonah's disobedience was worked for good. Those on the ship that cast him into the sea were saved. They came to know the living God. Our disobedience can be worked for good if we follow Jonah's pattern of prayer. Many can be saved. The very ones that God has used to cast us, to cast our nation into deep spiritual darkness, can be saved. Like in Nineveh, there will be a revival like we've never experienced before. Today, I want to encourage you to pray as Jonah prayed. If you are in darkness, if you are in a situation of despair and hopelessness, pray as Jonah prayed. Put your hope in God. And as we pray for our nation, let us pray as Jonah prayed, knowing that we must humble ourselves. We must turn from our wicked ways. We must seek God's face. It is the only answer for our nation. We're grateful for all that God has done for our nation in the natural, but we need Him to visit us spiritually. So may we, like Jonah, pray as he prayed, acknowledging our condition, acknowledging that, yes, we are in a hopeless situation because of our disobedience, but we're thanking the Lord despite our situation. We're acknowledging that, yes, we've broken covenants and we are repenting for that, and acknowledge that He alone is our salvation. We will see a great deliverance. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for the America Pray Now podcast. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, we also publish a magazine on prayer that is free of charge and can be delivered directly to your home. You can sign up for this magazine on our website at americapraynow.com. In addition to our weekly podcast, we also meet in 16 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our in-person prayer meetings are in Virginia, and we also have meetings in Maryland, West Virginia, Delaware, and North Carolina. Please see our websites for times and dates. Until next time, may God bless you.